With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hurricane Erin is expected to bring swells to the east coast of the U.S., as well as the potential for heavy rainfall on the Outer Banks of North Carolina this week. National Hurricane Center Branch Chief Specialist Dan Brown says the wind will increase, but the biggest concern is the water.
The real big concern is the wave action, just going to be really tremendous waves at the coast, creating dangerous surf conditions and rip currents. And, you know, we really want anyone that's going to go to the beach to follow the advice of lifeguards, local officials, because it will be very dangerous.
These dangerous conditions will exist along the beaches of the Bahamas, much of the east coast of the U.S., Bermuda, and Atlantic Canada during the next several days. A U.S. senator casting doubt on the reliability of security guarantees is part of a negotiated peace between Russia and Ukraine.
Senator Tom Cotton says Ukraine had security guarantees from President Bill Clinton, but when war later broke out during the Obama administration,
he was nowhere to be found, sending nothing but meals ready to eat and blankets.
Underscoring the fact that guarantees made today may not be much reassurance to leaders in Kiev.
Probably think that the main guarantees that you care about are tanks and artillery cannons and drones and men under arms.
Senator Cotton spoke with the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Authorities are investigating the cause of an explosion aboard a cargo ship that was leaving the port of Baltimore when it issued a mayday call. No injuries reported. The ship W. Sapphire was transporting coal en route to East Africa when that explosion occurred near the site of last year's Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The Dow dropping 32 points. The NASDAQ is down 317. This is SRN News. Why do pastors quit?
A new poll released by Lifeway Research finds that the number one reason for a Protestant clergyman to leave the profession is the sense that God has placed a new calling on him, 40%. Another 18% say they left the pulpit because of too many conflicts and uproars within the congregation they were leading, and 16% simply blame burnout. However, Lifeway points out that in total, only 1% of pastors actually quit their job every year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Being a Christian in Somalia can cost you your life, but ministries based in the West are doing what they can to sustain secret believers. International Christian Concern is increasing its connection with such people in Somalia, reporting that underground church leaders in Mogadishu confirmed the existence of more than 1,500 hidden believers, many of whom are converts from Islam. Conversion is viewed as an act of betrayal. This is SRN News. There's been a major update on the Texas measles outbreak, with health officials saying the outbreak is over.
State health data shows that the last related case in Texas was reported on July 1st. The virus sickened 762 people since late January. Nearly 100 were hospitalized and 2 children died. Cases jumped to other states in the United States and were linked to outbreaks in Canada and Mexico. While Texas health officials will keep monitoring for new cases, they credit testing, vaccination, monitoring, and education with helping to end the outbreak. Measles is preventable by getting vaccinated. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Oklahoma will require applicants for teaching jobs from California and New York to pass an exam that the state's top education official says is designed to safeguard against radical leftist ideology. The 50-question test will begin rolling out very soon. More details at srnnews.com.